You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers, all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Also, shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. And, oh, can't forget my dentist, dental workers, dental assistants out there keeping the people's pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning, too. I appreciate you. All right, a lot to get into this morning as we are just one sleep now away from NFL training camp. Well, training camps have already started. I should say Falcons training camp as they report to training camp tomorrow. They'll get everything started. The morning shift will be out there. The steakhouse will be out there. Andy and Randy will be out there. And Dukes and Bell will be at their usual spot, the Taj Mahal Hooters, the Hooters in the Mall of Georgia. So it's here, y'all. It is here. Football season is among us. We got ACC Media Days going on. Brent Key talked to the media yesterday, and he also talked to Dukes and Bell. We'll let you hear a couple of clips from that, probably coming up here in about 17 minutes from now. Also, Atlanta Falcons, training camp on the horizon. Like I just said, we got to talk some Atlanta Falcons football this morning as well. So we will get into ESPN's NFL future power rankings as they have the Falcons in an interesting spot as far as the future power rankings. Now, it's not power rankings for just this season. I'll explain it more, but basically they're focused on kind of the next three seasons, the future outlook for each team. I'll tell you where the Falcons are ranked coming up in 37 minutes from now. So make sure you stay tuned for that. But we will start with the Atlanta Braves, as the Braves, unfortunately, fall again. Third straight loss for the Bravos. They lose to the Cincinnati Reds last night, 4-1 in their series opener against the Reds. Reynaldo Lopez was on the mound for the Braves, and he wasn't terrible, but he wasn't the usual Reynaldo Lopez that we have been really getting all season long, and he wasn't the same Reynaldo Lopez that's gotten his ERA to a major league leading ERA. Gave up. He went, I believe, six innings, and I'll pull up the exact stat line here for you in just a second, but I believe it was six innings, seven hits, four runs, all of them earned for Reynaldo Lopez, and that did push his ERA up, I believe, to like 2.12. So, yeah, six innings, seven hits, four runs, all of them earned, two walks, five strikeouts, and he did give up a home run as well. So, again, not bad at all, and you wish the offense would have been able to give some more runs, give Reynaldo Lopez some more runs and be a little bit more competitive. But, look, we talked about it yesterday. You're dealing with a bunch of injuries, and you need certain guys to step up. Marcell Ozuna stepped up, and he tried to do all he could. He had two hits in the game, went 2-3, scored a run. But Austin Riley, 0-4. Matt Olson, 0-3. Adam Duvall, 0-3. Now, Eddie Rosario did have a sacrifice fly. So, I mean, he was 0-3, but he did help score the Braves, score their lone run. Sean Murphy was 0-1. Orlando Arcia, 1-4. So, I mean, you're not getting the production you need from the other guys while you're dealing with the injuries of Ozzie Albies and Michael Harris, talking about the offense specifically. And now, Nacho Alvarez did make his major league debut, so that was cool, but he went 0-4 in his major league debut, hitting second. And he had a strikeout to go along with it as well. So, Braves, in total, only mustered up three hits on the night. Three hits. Just three hits total. I mean, the best part of last night was, one, seeing Nacho make his major league debut. That was cool. But also, really, the best part was the beginning of the game. You saw Chipper Jones, Dale Murphy, Andrew Jones, and other Braves All-Stars. They were out there, and they unveiled the 2024 All-Star Game logo. Obviously, the All-Star Game going to be in Atlanta, 2025, July 15th of 2025, to be exact. That was really the best part of the game. That was the highlight of the game for us Braves fans. Other than that, wasn't nothing else happening. So, just again, another frustrating day. And again, you just hope this offensive slump isn't going to last long for the Braves. And, I mean, it really did feel like they were coming out of it right before the All-Star break. Again, they were the last nine games I had looked it up. They scored four more runs, nine of the last 11 games before the All-Star break. So you really did feel like, okay, starting to come out of it, starting to get it together. The offense is starting to heat up, and they're starting to be able to be consistent and put some consistent outings together where they're going to be able to put together four more runs or somewhere between four and six or four and eight runs. But, alas, these are, again, I guess, just the hills and valleys, peaks and valleys, whatever you want to call it. These are the ups and downs of, again, a long 162 major League baseball season. But we'll see if they can get back at it tonight. The good thing, again, we always say about baseball is most of the time you get to turn around the next day and try and get right back on the horse. But Braves now fall to 54-45, now only 9 games over 500. And look, again, we talked about this yesterday too. They got to start to get this thing together too. They can't let go too many games here because you don't want to let that wild card lead slip. And the Cardinals, after taking 2 or 3, were already right there nipping at your heels. And now they're only a half game, I believe, back, or maybe a game back of you now for that top wild card spot. So, look, the Braves are actually there. I think they're still actually 3 games up. But anywho, these teams are close. And you want to keep that cushion. So, Braves need to get the act together a little bit and just start, again, putting some games back together and hopefully start scoring some runs, and hopefully they can do that tonight. And it is going to be game 2 of this series against the Reds. Should be Chris Sale on the mound. He's the projected starter for tonight. Reds right now are TBD, but hopefully Chris Sale can be that stopper that we need him to be. And hopefully he can continue his Cy Young caliber season right now. So that's what the Braves need, and hopefully they can get that tonight from Chris Sale, and hopefully they can get some offense tonight from the bats as well. Austin Riley, by the way, congratulations are in order for Austin Riley. He did have to leave the game in the 9th inning. Thank goodness, not due to any injuries, but he did have to leave the game because his wife is expecting their first child. So look, you only get to see your firstborn child born once. So no, definitely good for Austin Riley. Congratulations to the Riley family, and hopefully at this point, the baby has been born and is fully healthy, and hopefully they're all getting to spend some good quality time together and maybe even getting a little rest right now. But congratulations to Austin Riley. Also, congratulations again to Nacho Alvarez making his major league debut. We'll let you hear from Nacho in just a second. I do want to bring up one more thing, and man, this is just kind of how this season has gone, it feels like, for the Braves. And I mean, every tweet I saw, I was like, man, you can't make this up. You can't make this up. So the Braves signed yesterday super utility dude Whit Merrifield. He's been with the Royals. I believe he's been with the D-backs as well. Made a few stops, but the Braves signed him yesterday. And while he was warming up on the field, he took a baseball off the finger, I believe it was. Yes, he took a ball off a finger of his throwing hand while taking grounders and while he was warming up. So he was being evaluated to make sure there was no damage. He had to get x-rays. Thank goodness the x-rays were negative. There was no fracture, but he is day-to-day. So it's like, bro, we just signed a dude. As soon as he come here, he gets dinged up. Like, what the heck is going on? Again, it's like stuff you can't make up. So that was another frustrating part of yesterday as well, on top of the loss. And that even happened before the game. But anywho, Braves do lose 4-1 and take it on the chin, and hopefully they can bounce back tonight again with Chris Sale on the mound. But let's hear from Nacho Alvarez. Made his major league debut again. Didn't go the way he wanted, 0-4 with a strikeout, but said he felt like he had some good swings, but just didn't go his way.
I mean, yeah, wasn't the result I wanted, but just went out there and had some fun. It's all I can control, honestly. I mean, I feel like I put some good swings on green and just didn't go my way today.
Yeah, and it happens. Obviously, you would love to see Nacho have a better debut, but again, didn't have his way. And again, you only get your major league debut once. As long as he went out there, had fun, put forth his best effort, which he did, it's all you can do. It's all you can control, like Nacho said at the end of the day. So it is what it is, man. And again, you just hope this Braves offense can figure out a way to maintain until they get Money Mike back, till they get Ozzy back. And you just hope this pitching staff can continue to carry the team like they've done really all season long. And I said it yesterday, I'll say it again. At this point, I just want the Braves to make the postseason and by God's grace get hot during the postseason and make a run there. Just get to the playoffs, get in the dance, and we'll see what happens there. Because at this point, I mean, this season has been very frustrating with the injuries. First, Ronald Acuña Jr., then Spencer Strider, Now, you had Sean Murphy out after the first at-bat, and he missed 40-something games. Then it's Michael Harris. Now it's Ozzie Albies. So it's just been very – now Max Fried as well, too. Can't forget about Mad Max. So it has just been a very, very, very frustrating season for the Braves overall. And, look, hopefully going through this adversity this season when the Braves didn't face much adversity last season and we saw what happened in the postseason, I'm not saying them not facing adversity meant they were going to do bad in the postseason, but hopefully – it can give them a little bit of a leg up in these playoffs because they'll know how to handle when, you know, the hard times in the postseason come. But we'll see what happens, man. But just been a tough season overall for the Braves. And at this point, I just need them and want them to get into the postseason. And we'll just see what happens there, honestly. So that is what happened last night with your Bravos, and then we'll see what happens tomorrow, or tonight, I should say, and we'll tell you about it tomorrow night. But when we come back 5-6 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, ACC Media Days got kicked off yesterday, and ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips, he didn't mince words when talking about Florida State and Clemson. And then we also had, after Jim Phillips left the podium, left the stage, Brent Key and the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets took the stage, and he also talked to Dukes and Bell later on. We'll let you hear from Jim Phillips, we'll let you hear from Brent Key, and we'll recap day one of SEC Media Days that your Yellow Jackets headlined. That's next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load and truck drivers out there, all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, and, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. About 20 minutes, we will get into the ESPN's NFL future power rankings and where they had the Falcons ranked as far as the future outlook of the Falcons going, where they rank among the rest of the teams in the NFL. That's coming up in about 20 minutes. But right now, I want to let you hear about ACC Media Days. They got kicked off yesterday, and Jim Phillips, the ACC commissioner, he came out swinging. He was talking about, obviously he had to address the ongoing lawsuits with Florida State and Clemson about them trying to get out their contract. And obviously the ACC wants them to see out their contract that they signed. And you know the story at this point. It's been well documented. So he had a couple of things to say when talking about really these lawsuits. And the first one I want you to hear is him talking about that the ACC, well, they're going to fight to protect the ACC. And again, he doesn't mince words through any of these topics and this discussion that he really has about the lawsuits. I mean, he is standing 10 toes down. He's standing on business when it comes to these lawsuits, when it comes to Clemson and Florida State. So let's first hear Jim Phillips talking about how the ACC is going to fight to protect the ACC.
With multiple ongoing legal cases, there are limits to what I can say, but I can state that we will fight to protect the ACC and our members for as long as it takes. We are confident in this league and that it will remain a premier conference in college athletics for the long-term future.
As long as it takes, he says. We're going to fight this, and we're going to fight Florida State and Clemson as long as it takes. He says, I don't care how long we got to be in court for. I don't care how long it's going to take, but we're going to see this through, and we're going to see it all the way through. So there you have it. I mean, he said it. Doesn't care how long it takes. He's not going down without a fight when it comes to this one. He said Clemson and Florida State, they aren't going to have a chance to leave the ACC without a fight. So, man, he's not missing words there. But what I also want you to hear from Jim Phillips, because there's more. He talks about how these lawsuits, well, and he's not necessarily wrong about this. I mean, he's not wrong about anything that he's saying. It's about whether or not, agree or, you want to see ACC, or if you're a Clemson or Florida State fan, you want to see them leave the ACC. But he says also, he talks about how these disputes are damaging and disruptive for the conference.
These disputes continue to be extremely damaging, disruptive, and incredibly harmful to the league, as well as overshadowing our student athletes and the incredible successes taking place on the field and within the conference.
Yeah, but if the ACC was doing so well, which again, I'm not trying to say, they're not doing, I'm not trying to poo-poo on the conference, but the reason Clemson and Florida State want to leave the ACC is because the conference isn't doing that great when it comes to football overall. That's kind of the reason why they want to leave the ACC, though. So, I get you got to say that, Jim, but I don't know if that's necessarily all the way accurate. No shade, just truth. All right, moving on. Last one from Jim Phillips, and then we'll let you hear from Brent Key, who was on with Dukes and Bell. Mark Zeno filling in for Mike Bell yesterday. But one more for Jim Phillips, talking about, of course, he's got to do what he's got to do, and that means he's got to do what's best for the ACC.
As the ongoing legal process is hopefully brought to its conclusion and to a new stage where we build a more sustainable college athletics, the ACC remains engaged in discussions regarding implementation of the proposed settlement.
So they have hopes they get a solution fairly soon. And look, for the ACC, they want this over with. For Jim Phillips and the ACC, they want this over with as soon as possible. Because, again, to what Jim said earlier in one of the cuts I played for you earlier, he doesn't want this, again, taking away from what's going on the field, on the court, and the rest of the athletics in the ACC. Because at this point, this is just the biggest distraction. And for the ACC conference right now, this is the main story. So he wants this done as soon as possible. And we'll see how fast it just gets done. But at the same time, he said he is willing to fight for as long as he needs to. And the conference is willing to fight as long as they need to as well. All right. Enough about Jim Phillips figuring out what's going to be the future for Clemson and Florida State. Let's focus on our local team in the ACC. We know they aren't going anywhere. Let's talk about the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, Brent Key. He was on, obviously, they were talking to the media at ACC Media Days yesterday, and they kicked off day one. They were the first team to take the stage. But afterwards, Brent Key spoke with Mark Zeno, who was filling in for Mike Bell, and Carl Dukes yesterday on Dukes and Bell. And the first thing I want you to hear Brent Key talking about is he ain't worried about the team having to face the ACC teams early this year. He said it don't matter. And I just think that's a good approach for Brent Key. He's welcoming any and all competition. Usually you don't get into your conference schedule as quickly as Georgia Tech does. But, again, Georgia Tech head coach Brent Key talking about here how he ain't worried. He says it don't matter.
No, look, it doesn't matter if you play a team game one, game 12, game 10, 8. Look, you're still playing them. Whether it's your high school football team or the defending Super Bowl champs in game one. Our focus is on us right now. It's about being the best we can be. We don't want to take any team different than any other.
And that's very true. Like, you have to be ready week one no matter what. No matter who you're facing, you got to be ready. You got to be ready to face the best team you're going to face week one. And whether it's the best or the worst team, you got to be able to face whoever week one. And that's how Brent Key is preparing his team. And, look, I feel good about the season Georgia Tech could have this year. Are they going to win 10 games? I don't know, but maybe they win 8 or 9. I think that's possible for the Yellow Jackets. They do have Haynes King coming back, who is much improved, according to Brent Keith. Take a listen.
Yeah, well, if you just look at the improvement last year that he'd made from the season prior, and now you've got a chance for this guy has been around these guys for a year. He knows the team. He knows his teammates. He knows the system. And now to be able to take that next step here at Georgia Tech, I'm expecting a huge year for him. Expecting a lot of success, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him on a lot of lists at the end of the year.
There you have it. A lot of lists Haynes King could be on, and expecting a lot of success. Obviously, Brent Key is out of his quarterback, Haynes King. And I think the feeling around everywhere, really, when it comes to Georgia Tech is they do expect the Yellow Jacks to have a pretty solid year. And they expect Haynes King to have a pretty solid year as well. So hopefully the Yellow Jackets can have a good year this year. Still got some veterans, again, returning. Their starting quarterback, very important. And, we'll see how Georgia Tech fares this season. But what about the future? What about the future Yellow Jackets? How are they coming along? How's Brent Key doing when it comes to recruiting? Well, obviously we know Georgia Tech has a big, big competition as far as recruiting goes here in this state, not only from out-of-state teams like Florida and places like that, but obviously Georgia is trying to take a lot of Georgia kids as well. So how is in-state recruiting going for the Yellow Jackets? Well, according to Brent Key, it's going pretty well, and he's making some good relationships. Take a listen.
Well, number one was putting together staff and that has experience. They have deep relationships in the state of Georgia. And when I say staff, I'm not just talking about the 10 coaches. I'm talking about the support staff. Other people in the organization, longtime high school coaches. I mean, some of the legendary high school coaches in the state. And then it comes with building relationships. And look, you can say you're going to recruit your state and your hometown all you want, but going by once a year during recruiting time, that's not recruiting. It's about building relationships.
That really is what recruiting is. It's building relationships, and it's obviously you're trying to get that athlete, that player to come play for you, but you convince them to come play for you by making them feel like your school, your program is the best program for them, not only as far as what they can do on the field, but what you can offer them off the field, the relationships you can give them, the care that you can take of them, the development that you can obviously have with them and develop them as not only a player, but as a person. So it definitely is about building relationships. And, during that recruiting process, we hear Kirby Smart talk about all the time, just randomly calling guys up, checking in on them, going to visit them, making sure they're doing all right. Like, it's just one long kind of relationship builder when you are recruiting somebody. So Brinke is spot on there. And look, obviously it's a tough job recruiting in Georgia, and it's not the easiest thing to do with the Georgia Bulldogs in the same state trying to get a lot of the same players. But again, Brent Key has seemed to manage it pretty well thus far, and he's going to have to continue to do that. And hopefully Georgia Tech can, again, make some strides this season because, again, we all love Georgia. And again, with me being an ATLian, born and raised in the state of Georgia, I like it when Georgia and Georgia Tech are both relevant. I mean, that just makes it more fun. That obviously makes Georgia Tech and Georgia, when they face off, that obviously makes that more fun. But it just brings even better vibes to the city, the state. Like, so I don't know anybody. I mean, I guess unless you're like really, really ride or die for Georgia. But again, I went to the University of West Georgia, so that's my school at the end of the day. I didn't go to Georgia or Georgia Tech, so I don't have that sort of alliance towards either school. So I want to see both thrive. I want to see both do good. I want to see both be relevant. And I feel like a fair amount of you probably feel the same way. So hopefully Georgia Tech can, again, have a good season this year. Again, I'm not expecting them to make the college football playoff, even in the expanded playoff or anything like that. But I do expect them to be in a bowl game, hopefully one of the more well-known, higher-up bowl games. But I do expect them to be in a bowl game, period. And I hope, hopefully they win anywhere from 6 to maybe 9 games. We'll see. You can always tweet at me your thoughts at underscore Dylan Matthews. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game as well. But when we come back, 5 minutes from now, again, we are one sleep away from Falcons training camp, the morning shift, steakhouse. Andy and Randy will be out there. Dukes and Bell will be at their usual spot at the Mall of Georgia the Hooters in the Mall of Georgia. So let's talk some Atlanta Falcons football on the other side. ESPN put out their NFL future power rankings. Where do the Falcons rank? And what do some NFL insiders and experts had to say about the Falcons' future? We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all my first responders protecting the city, county, and the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers as well, serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, getting people from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Like I've been saying all day long, because it is important to let you know, we're going to be out at Atlanta Falcons training camp every single day. Unfortunately, we won't be able to see you, the fan, for most of the time because all but 2 Falcons training camp practices are closed off due to the construction going on at Flowery Branch. They're going to have one at the Bends. They're going to have another one at, I forget the name of the high school, excuse me, but I'll give you that in a second. Seckinger High School. Thank you, Day-Day. So one at Seckinger High School and then one at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So besides those two, all the other Atlanta Falcons training camp practices are going to be closed off to the public. But guess what? We're going to be your eyes. We're going to be your ears. And we're going to give you every single update we can. We're going to let you know every single thing you need to know when it comes to Atlanta Falcons training camp right here on the flagship station, the Falcons Sports Radio 929 The Game. Again, we will be your eyes and ears at Atlanta Falcons training camp. So make sure you keep it locked to 929 The Game for all your up-to-date coverage on Falcons training camp, because we will be out there every single day, period. But with that being said, let's talk some Atlanta Falcons football, shall we? Because I found a list yesterday. ESPN put it out yesterday, And it was a NFL future power rankings list. Now, you're all probably thinking, what future? What are you talking about? So here's what it is. The NFL, or excuse me, ESPN got their NFL insiders like Dan Graziano, Lewis Riddick, Aaron Schatz. They got those guys together, and they got them to rank the best NFL teams as far as future outlook goes. So I'll let you, as a matter of fact, I'll read to you what exactly they said and how they put this together. So they say every NFL team will enter the 2024 season trying to win now, obviously. But savvy franchises aren't focused on only short term. They also keep an eye to the future and set themselves up for long-term success. So which teams are primed to be among the league's best over the next few years? And these are their annual future power rankings. So they focused on the next three seasons, 2024 through 2026, and stacked all 32 NFL clubs as far as their longer lens expectation goes. And again, like I told you, they asked their panel of experts, Dan Graziano, Lewis Riddick, Aaron Schatz, to rate each team's quarterback situation, their remaining non-roster or non-QB roster makeup, excuse me, their front office, and their coaching staff. And they used a grade scale of, I'll give it to you here in just a second. Grade scale is 100 is A plus elite, 90 is A great, 80 is a B very good, 70 C average, 60 D very bad, and 50 and below is an F, and they label it as disastrous. So again, this is putting together their quarterback situation, their remaining non-quarterback roster makeup, their front office, and their coaching staff. They graded each one of those categories. So I'll give you the first couple, and then we'll jump to the Falcons, as a matter of fact. Number one was the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'll give you the exact grade they gave them here in just a minute. Got to pull it back up. But I'll go ahead and let you know that the Falcons are actually, no, I won't. I won't give that away because I got it here. So number one was the Kansas City Chiefs. Overall score, 95.3. Just to give you an example, their overall roster minus QB was ranked 92.7. That ranked second in the NFL. Their quarterback, obviously Patrick Mahomes, ranked 100. That's number one. Coaching, Andy Reid and everybody else and his staff ranked 96.7. That was number one. Their front office ranked number two, 93.3. But they got an A in every single category. So that's kind of how they did it. And then each expert gave a reason for hope, reason for concern, and a nugget to know. The Baltimore Ravens were second. The Buffalo Bills were third. I'll give you the top five here. Detroit Lions were fourth, and the Eagles were fifth. Eagles had a score of 88.8. The Lions had a score of 88.9. The Bills had a score of 89.5. And the Ravens had a score of 91.6. So those are the top five. I will give you the rank the Atlanta Falcons were at. The Falcons were ranked 24th. 24th behind a lot of other teams, obviously. That's a bottom half in the league, 24 is. So here's how they ranked the Falcons. By the way, their overall score was 75.9. So right there at a solid C. Solid C. Close to C-plus range. But a 75.9, which they gave the Falcons an average score. So their overall roster minus QB, again, minus QB, because QB is in a separate category the way they did it. But their overall roster score minus QB, they gave a 76. NFL ranked 19. Quarterback, they gave the Falcons a B, 80.3, 14th. Coaching, they gave the Falcons a 76.7, 23rd. Ranked in the NFL. In front office, they gave them a 71.3. Ugh, we just got Kirk Cousins. How you give us a 71.3? We just landed Kirk Cousins. What in the world? But I'll read you. So, again, one expert gave a reason for hope. One expert gave a reason for concern. And then one of the other experts that they had gave a nugget to know. So, Dan Graziano wrote the reason for hope. He said this: unlike most teams, the Falcons have their quarterback succession plan already in place, landing Kirk Cousins on a big free agent deal and drafting Michael Penix Jr. in the top 10 this offseason. It might create an icky situation for the next couple of years, but if Penix is worth the eighth pick that won't bother anyone for too long. Few, if any teams can boast as exciting a young skill position group as Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, and Drake London. And new offensive coordinator Zach Robinson is seen as a rising star who was pursued by several teams before coming to Atlanta. That was the reason for hope. You know, we got a bunch of young skill position pieces, got the quarterback situation pretty much put away. Good. Here's a reason for concern. Lewis Riddick wrote this. Yes, the offense is going to be fine, but what about the defense, specifically the pass rush? Yeah, we heard this before. The Falcons were last in PRWR in 2023 at 30.9% and have been the worst pass rushing team in the NFL over the past three seasons. Dang, Lewis. New coach Raheem Morris has an offensive and defensive background, but the key will be how he helps develop the young defensive linemen taken in rounds 2 through 4 of the 2024 draft, Ruka Roro, Braylon Trice, and Brandon Dorlis. And last but not least, Aaron Schatz wrote the nugget to know. Atlanta's top two cornerbacks are veteran A.J. Terrell and second-year player Clark Phillips III. The Falcons need to get an extension done with Terrell, or he might leave in free agency after this season. But Phillips is under contract through 2026 and won't turn 23 until December. Both cornerbacks were both better than average in coverage DVOA last season, with Phillips at -6.6% and Terrell at -6.7%. And then for reference for that, zero is average, so them being at minus is very good, obviously. So, obviously Aaron Schatz likes the cornerback. They obviously are fond of the quarterback situation as well. It's about the defense. Can that defense show up? Can our pass rush specifically show up? And if we can have a good pass rush mixed with an offense that should be very, very good, I think that score probably goes up next year. But I felt like it was a pretty low ranking, but I understand it because, again, a lot of unproven things. Again, can we see Kyle Pitts put up big numbers again this year? Can Drake London have a breakout season? Can Bijan Robinson have a Christian McCaffrey production type year? And can this defense generate some pass rush, generate some turnovers, have some takeaways, things of that nature? We'll find out. All right, we also find out what's coming up on the morning shift when we come back here. Rob Tribble, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up on a Tuesday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all my first responders protecting the city, county, and the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers as well, serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, getting people from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Like I've been saying all day long, because it is important to let you know, we're going to be out at Atlanta Falcons training camp every single day. Unfortunately, we won't be able to see you, the fan, for most of the time because all but two Falcons training camp practices are closed off due to the construction going on at Flowery Branch. They're going to have one at the Bend. They're going to have another one at, I forget the name of the high school, excuse me, but I'll give you that in a second. Seckinger High School. Thank you, Day-Day. So one at Seckinger High School and then one at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So besides those two, all the other Atlanta Falcons training camp practices are going to be closed off to the public. But guess what? We're going to be your eyes. We're going to be your ears. And we're going to give you every single update we can. We're going to let you know every single thing you need to know when it comes to Atlanta Falcons training camp right here on the flagship station, the Falcons Sports Radio 929 The Game. Again, we will be your eyes and ears at Atlanta Falcons training camp. So make sure you keep it locked to 929 The Game for all your up-to-date coverage on Falcons training camp, because we will be out there every single day, period. But with that being said, let's talk some Atlanta Falcons football, shall we? Because I found a list yesterday. ESPN put it out yesterday, and it was a NFL future power rankings list. Now, you're all probably thinking, what future? What are you talking about? So, here's what it is. ESPN got their NFL insiders like Dan Graziano, Louis Riddick, Aaron Schatz. They got those guys together, and they got them to rank the best NFL teams as far as future outlook goes. So I'll read to you what exactly they said and how they put this together. So They say every NFL team will enter the 2024 season trying to win now, obviously. But savvy franchises aren't focused on only short term. They also keep an eye to the future and set themselves up for long term success. So which teams are primed to be among the league's best over the next few years? And these are their annual future power rankings. So they focused on the next three seasons, 2024 through 2026, and stacked all 32 NFL clubs as far as their longer lens expectation goes. And again, like I told you, they asked their panel of experts, Dan Graziano, Lewis Riddick, Aaron Schatz, to rate each team's quarterback situation, their remaining non-roster or non-QB roster makeup, their front office, and their coaching staff. And they used a grade scale of, I'll give it to you here in just a second. Grade scale is 100 is A plus elite, 90 is A great, 80 is a B very good, 70 C average, 60 D very bad, and 50 and below is an F, and they label it as disastrous. So again, this is putting together their quarterback situation, their remaining non-quarterback roster makeup, their front office, and their coaching staff. They graded each one of those categories. So I'll give you the first couple, and then we'll jump to the Falcons, as a matter of fact. Number one was the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'll give you the exact grade they gave them here in just a minute. Got to pull it back up. But I'll go ahead and let you know that the Falcons are actually, no, I won't. I won't give that away because I got it here. So number one was the Kansas City Chiefs. Overall score, 95.3. Just to give you an example, their overall roster minus QB was ranked 92.7. That ranked second in the NFL. Their quarterback, obviously Patrick Mahomes, ranked 100. That's number one. Coaching, Andy Reid and everybody else and his staff ranked 96.7. That was number one. Their front office ranked number two, 93.3. But they got an A in every single category. So that's kind of how they did it. And then each expert gave a reason for hope, reason for concern, and a nugget to know. The Baltimore Ravens were second. The Buffalo Bills were third. I'll give you the top five here. Detroit Lions were fourth, and the Eagles were fifth. Eagles had a score of 88.8. The Lions had a score of 88.9. The Bills had a score of 89.5. And the Ravens had a score of 91.6. So those are the top five. I will give you the rank the Atlanta Falcons were at. The Falcons were ranked 24th. 24th behind a lot of other teams, obviously. That's a bottom half in the league, 24 is. So here's how they ranked the Falcons. By the way, their overall score was 75.9. So right there at a solid C. Solid C. Close to C-plus range. But a 75.9, which they gave the Falcons an average score. So their overall roster minus QB, again, minus QB, because QB is in a separate category the way they did it. But their overall roster score minus QB, they gave a 76. NFL ranked 19. Quarterback, they gave the Falcons a B, 80.3, 14th. Coaching, they gave the Falcons a 76.7, 23rd. Ranked in the NFL. In front office, they gave them a 71.3. Ugh, we just got Kirk Cousins. How you give us a 71.3? We just landed Kirk Cousins. What in the world? But I'll read you. So, again, one expert gave a reason for hope. One expert gave a reason for concern. And then one of the other experts that they had gave a nugget to know. So, Dan Graziano wrote the reason for hope. He said this: unlike most teams, the Falcons have their quarterback succession plan already in place, landing Kirk Cousins on a big free agent deal and drafting Michael Penix Jr. in the top 10 this offseason. It might create an icky situation for the next couple of years, but if Penix is worth the eighth pick, that won't bother anyone for too long. Few, if any teams can boast as exciting a young skill position group as Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, and Drake London, and new offensive coordinator Zach Robinson is seen as a rising star who was pursued by several teams before coming to Atlanta. That was the reason for hope. You know, we got a bunch of young skill position pieces, got the quarterback situation pretty much put away. Good. Here's a reason for concern. Lewis Riddick wrote this. Yes, the offense is going to be fine, but what about the defense, specifically the pass rush? Yeah, we heard this before. The Falcons were last in PRWR in 2023 at 30.9% and have been the worst pass rushing team in the NFL over the past three seasons. Dang, Lewis. New coach Raheem Morris has an offensive and defensive background, but the key will be how he helps develop the young defensive linemen taken in rounds 2 through 4 of the 2024 draft, Ruka Roro, Braylon Trice, and Brandon Dorlus. And last but not least, Aaron Schatz wrote the nugget to know. Atlanta's top two cornerbacks are veteran A.J. Terrell and second-year player Clark Phillips III. The Falcons need to get an extension done with Terrell, or he might leave in free agency after this season. But Phillips is under contract through 2026 and won't turn 23 until December. Both cornerbacks were both better than average in coverage, DVOA last season, with Phillips at -6.6% and Terrell at -6.7%. And then for reference for that, zero is average, so them being at minus is very good, obviously. So, obviously Aaron Schatz likes the cornerback. They obviously are fond of the quarterback situation as well. It's about the defense. Can that defense show up? Can our pass rush specifically show up? And if we can have a good pass rush mixed with an offense that should be very, very good, I think that score probably goes up next year. But I felt like it was a pretty low ranking, but I understand it because, again, a lot of unproven things. Again, can we see Kyle Pitts put up big numbers again this year? Can Drake London have a breakout season? Can Bijan Robinson have a Christian McCaffrey production type year? And can this defense generate some pass rush, generate some turnovers, have some takeaways, things of that nature? We'll find out. All right. We also find out what's coming up on the morning shift when we come back here. Rob Tribble, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up on a Tuesday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.